in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Achronus, and Shefus.
It's not as one guy said in a Faher once when the Mashgiach asked, what can you tell me? What are Malchus, Achronus, and Shefus? Oh, I know that. Those are the three shapes of shofar that are kosher for Tkiyah and Rosh Hashanah. Needless to say, that guy never walked through the door of Teres Mashiach. Anyway, so I want to tell for a second, and that's not even for the worst answers. Anyway, on the lashon of the bracha of Shaifas. The lashon of the bracha of Shaifas. I have to understand a little bit with them. The end of the bracha. There's certain klalim in brachas which in chayra don't stim with us. We say like this at the end. Ki ata shemeya koil shaifar. You are shemeya koil shaifar. Umazin tua. Two different verbs. Ata shemeya koil shaifar. Which they both mean listening to pashtas. It's a different thing. But one is, you want to know what the difference is, look in Rashi, look in the Mefarshim, Hazinu. Hazinu, Hashemayim, Vadaber, Vesishma, the difference there of Hazinu. Pashtis, if we're to take it from there, it's two different types of listening. Ata Shemeya Kal Shefer, Umazin Trua, Ve'en Doim Alecha, and there's nothing like that, no one Doim to the Rebbein Shalaylam, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemeya Kail Truas Amo Yisrael Barach. So you can ask the Kasha in a number of ways. In the beginning, for some reason, the verb Shemeya won't apply to Kail Shofar. When he talked about Trua, the verb of choice, was Mazel. All of a sudden in the Bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemeya Kail Trua. All of a sudden, the verb of Shemeya now becomes relevant to Trua. For some reason beforehand, it didn't say Shemeya Kail Shofar, and whatever it is, and Shemeya Trua. Right? At the end, it becomes Shemeya Trua. So that's not what changed. More than that, what did he say before? Your Shemeya Kail Shofar, Umazin Trua. Right? Your Shemeya, what's the Bracha? What's now? Do we have a klal that the Chasima of the Bracha, that the end of the Bracha has to be Meya Nechasima? Right? Meya Nechasima. The Chasima is Shemeya Kail Trua Sama. Right, the siyum of the bracha before that was mazin trua. Same way of different way of asking the same type of a question. Mazin and shemeya koil. Right, so this shemeya, it's not what you said before. So one is why the choice. One question, one way of phrasing the question is why the choice, the difference in the choice of verbs, what changed? And second of all, if something did in fact change and it's a different ballgame now, so then the siyum of the bracha is not like the chasim of the bracha. It has to be Me'enachsima. It's not Me'enachsima. You talk one way about Shemeya, Tkir, Koil, and Mazin through in the beginning, and the end you say, Baruch Shemeya through. So here I want to say a Pashta thing. Didn't find a mocker for that. But Mazin means something else here. Mazin. We'll explain that later, what the Oymek of that is, what the idea of Koil is. But there's three that they say already. There's Pia, and then Shvarim, whatever, the Machleks, and what it is, that's how we end up with all the Kailas. But Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya. Trua is a broken one, whether it's Shvarim, whether it's Trua, whether it's both, it's a broken Kail. Tkiya is a straight Kail. What's Tkiya? What's Trua? Yulula, Yolul. What do you call the person's? It's meant to connote a person's crying, a person's tsar, a person's pain. A person feels that he's in falling apart. They're broken up. Right? It's broken up. Mazin, besides listening, stomach in a deeper level there, kashur. But mazin means something else as well. When you have a scale is called moznayim. A scale is called also mazin. Mazin also means a level also, ma'azan, in Hebrew, ma'azan means like the equilibrium. It's straight. Right, it straightens out. It's straight. That's a different havana. What it's saying over here is something else. The Eibishter is Shemeya Kail Shofar, which we'll touch up what that means. Umazin Trua. Trua is from the depths of the person. It's coming this Yelula Yolil Ginuch Ganach. It's coming this Tzibrochenkeit from a person that he's shavur, and he's trying to put himself back together. Right. The Eibishter sees the genuine tsar that a person has because of him, which is why he can't even get a straight koil. That's the tkiya beginnings before his chayte. The tkiya at the end is after the Eibishter's mekabel it. In the middle is that middle stage when you're expressing the tzar. What does the Eibishter do? He hears the depths of what you're doing. We'll see what that means. Umazin trua. And he straightens out the trua. He takes the shtiklach, the breklach, that separate chalokim of the trua, and makes it one maza, one muzan, one equal, you know, restores the equilibrium to the thing, makes it straight. So that's, now let's look at the bracha. Ki ata shemeya kol shofar. You understand the depths of where it's coming from, and because of that, you are mazin trua. You straighten out the trua, you make it even. What's the bracha? You hear the depths of the Kol Trua Berachmim and do what? And straighten it out. Right? It's exactly what I was talking about before. You Shemeya Kol Shofar, and because of that, you straighten out the broken Trua. Right? You straighten out the broken Trua. That's the same thing. Shemeya Kol Truas Amoy Berachmim. You hear where it's coming from, and you hear it berachmim. What do you do? What does that mean, hear it berachmim? Right? You have rachmonis on them that they're in this matzav of broken, and you make it whole again. And then you make it whole again. So then the siyum of the bracha is exactly what the chasima is. That's shemeya. Now, just we have to touch up. What does it mean, shemeya, koil, shayfa? What's koil? Now, what's the idea? What's the concept of koil? And that's very relevant to Rosh Hashanah. Say in Tillim, Hashem Shima Bikaili, that's okay. Tihiyena Oznecha Kashuvais Likail Tachanuna. In fact, the second coil is out of place. Hashem Shima Bikaili, okay. Tihiyena Oznecha Kashuvais, what's Tachanuna? My tefillah is my bakosh, right? What's Likail Tachanuna? Tihiyena Oznecha Kashuvais Likail Tachanuna. Here are my tefillahs. What's Kail Tachanuna? The word Kail. The word koil is extra here. It doesn't belong. It doesn't belong. Even more than that, he says, Shima b'koili, this kash is not so shver. Shima b'koili is mashma, that you're davening b'koil with a raised voice. Gemara Bracha says that kol mispalo b'koil ha-reza b'ktane amon. Right, the one who feels that the Eibishter doesn't hear you like that, the Eibishter is v'yochel hard of hearing, that he has to scream his guts out. So that guy is Miktane Amon. Okay, so it's not so schwer. Koil doesn't have to mean that it's Koil. Well, over here, we'll see what Koil means. So he says sort of like this, but I think the Taichir is like this. There are two Sugei Tefillah. There's one Tefillah, I would touch it up like this, the Oimek of it. A person was created, there's a Neshama. The Neshama of the person wouldn't do any averus. The neshama is chotzim mitachas kisei hakovid. The neshama elikai neshama shenosatabi. The Eibishter was, what do you call it? how avayipach ba'apov? Chaim? What's ba'apov? What's mean? Man de nofach midilei nofach. The Eibishter put ki'ilu, his own breath, his own kayach in a person. So every person, that's every person, doesn't say just the Rosh Kabbalah, every person has within himself that ashtik rabbi nishalol, the man the nofach of the rabbi nishalol. Everyone has that. Else that, coming from where it's coming from, the lofty places where it's coming from, there's no makom for aveiros. There's no makom for aveiros, it would do no aveir. So that's where it comes in the depths of a person. But a person, what defines a person is a medaber. Medaber connotes not just his koyach hadibur. Medaber connotes the process by which a person processes his machshavas, his deepest neshama, and has to go through a channel. Through channel of what? Of seichel, that's part of the mareches of dibur. Seichel, he weighs it with his personal cheshbonos and decides, then it comes out in dibur. People communicate and bring out the given form for bringing out the depths of what's starting with kedusha inside is through dibur and seichel. And that's where the problem starts. Once it's working with seichel, so then there's a yetzer hara that can mess up the seichel, that can take the innate and intrinsic yashas of a person and make it grow. That's where it comes out. Now there are two types of tefillahs up to tzaddik. There's one type of a tefillah that comes from a shiluv, from a combination of that the tzar inside, but also it goes through the seichel. What does that mean? A person finds himself in a monetary, fiscal issues, right, has monetary problems. A person finds himself in a tzoros or whatever it is. So the person makes a cheshbon, I have to be mispalat to Rabbi Nishalayim. You make a conscious decision to be mispalat. So it's avada, it's a commendable conscious decision, right? But it's a conscious decision. It means it's going through the pipeline of seichel, it's going through the thing, and you make your decision, right? But it's going through seichel. It's going through seichel. In seichel, seichel is a dangerous thing. You're employing your olam, your gashmias kite, to express something which is ruchni, so that it picks up some of the gashmias kite as it goes. That's one type of tefillah. There's another type of tefillah which I would give, like a mushel. I'll give you a mushel. There's a Biskirov, and I have no rishayim fakir to this one. The Biskirov says, Chazal tell us, famous Biskirov, Gimel Hayu Ba'isa Eitzah. And the Eitzah of Havan is Chakmaloi, in Klal Yisrael, trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. There were three parties to that Eitzah. Bilam Yoatz. Bilam was the mastermind, right? Bilam was the mastermind, and therefore Bilam got what was coming to him eventually. Yisrael Barach. Yisrael ran away, couldn't take it, right? Couldn't take it. And because he ran away, he was Zocha Shiyu B'nei Bonov Malishka Zagosis. He was Zeichet to tremendous things. Eoiv Shosak. Eoiv was there and he was Shosak. So Bilam got cruelly punished. Deservingly, Bida Kedeged Mida. Yisrael Borach got Skar. Eoiv, for being Shosak, got Yisurei. Got Yisurei. Fekta Biskirov. What's the difference between Yisrael and Eiv? What's the difference? If Yisrael ran away, we have to understand there was nothing he could do. It was avud, right? Because if there was something he could do, so then he would be mum for not having done that, and he wouldn't have gotten the tremendous schar that he got. So if Yisrael, his only record was barach, so there's nothing you could do anyway. So given that there was nothing you could do anyway, what's the big difference between Yisrael who ran away and Eiv who stayed? What's the difference? All same thing. So the Biskirov and Bayridika thing. The Yiddish of it is if Asetutve Shreitme. When a person is in pain, he doesn't make a conscious decision, I'm going to cry out, is Leitzachmir, is it Kedai for me? Will I gain something by expressing my pain or not? It hurts. You say in pain, it hurts, that's it. It's pain. A person Asetutve, it hurts. Yisrael the Taich is Yisrael couldn't bear it. Why did he run away for? You can't do anything. He ran away. He couldn't bear it. That was, it hurt him. He was deep into the depths of his heart. It hurt Yisrael. He ran away. Yisrael got with Yisrael. Eyoiv Shosak. You were able to be there and you were insensitive to the pain. You didn't have that instinctive pain from the depths of your neshama that you cannot tolerate this. The Eibishter said, I will teach you what it means to cry out in pain. When something really hurts you. That's the Midah Keneged Midah of Yisra'iyav. That's the Neged Midah of Yisra'iyav. We see from there, there's an idea, Asetut Ve'ishraitme. When it hurts, when you feel, in physical terms, you understand that, right? When a guy falls down and then hurts his, twist, breaks his arm, twists his ankle, you say, ow! Okay, now that you out all you want, what did that help exactly? It didn't do a thing, right? But it's instinctive. A person has a neshama. From the pain of the neshama, what does it mean, the second suk tefillah? A person who takes stock, a realistic stock of his neshama, of his averis. You feel the pain of your averis. You feel the pain, you instinctively cry out to the Rabbi Nishalaylam. What's the mile of that? That circumvents the whole pipeline of dibur. That circumvents the whole seichel and working through seichel. That comes straight from the depths of your neshama. It bursts out that curve. Sometimes it can take on words also. You can't do that. But the ikur is, it's coming from, it's an expression of the depths of what's going on in you. That's the chashivas. That's what koil means. What's koil? Shofar. What's shofar? Shofar expresses nothing. Now remember, what's the ruach chayim of a person? Man de nofach delay no man for the Eibishter's man de nofach, right? What's shofar? Shofar goes outside the whole realm of talking, right, and speaking and the whole musag of that, Shofar comes, it's just Ruach. It's just Ruach. You put your Ruach in the coil of Shofar. Shofar is a coil that's meant to be, Shofar is a coil that comes from the depth, not tainted in any way, shape, or form by the koichas of the person, by the physical koichas of the person. It's not tainted. That's the oimek of koil Shofar. That's what Shofar is meant to be, Ma'ir. It's another shmuz, what that has to do with Akedas Yitzchak. But that's what Kol Shofar is. Kol Shofar is Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem, the Rem is that the Rambam says. Where's the wake-up call? What's the alarm? You see, the pure, bring your the Ruach from inside, give it expression now, the pain that you have for your Averis from the depth. That's Kol, where it's coming from. That's what he says. That's the second type of tefillah. That's what it says. Hashem Shima b'koili, tiyos necho kashuva is l'koil tachanunai. The tefillah, my tefillah is not of the sort that it's working with a conscious decision. Whatever I'm saying, I'm blurting out because of the deep pain that I have on the inside. That's koil tachanunai. It's not the words that I'm saying. It's the koil. It's where it's coming from. The etzem, even if it were noise, where's this coming from? It's coming from the depths of my neshama. That's what Kol is. That's what the Kol is clear, pure, unadulterated Rabbi Nishalel. I have an interesting smach lezeh. This Ramat Vali, a Talmud of, I mentioned already, Talmud of the Ramchal. So in Parshas Vaschanan, he's talking about the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. So he says the following lashon: Moshe Rabbeinu is Raza the Kol. See, a side of Koil, and Yeshua is Raza the Dibur. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know Chazal referred to, got his Nevuah, the Eibush, that's only Moshe Rabbeinu, Vaspaklaria Meira, what's called, and Yeshua, and anyone subsequent to them was only Aspaklaria She'ena Meira. What's the difference? Aspaklaria Meira means there was nothing Chaitzeitz in Moshe Rabbeinu from the pure vision that he got from the Rabbeinu Shalem. So whatever came out, it was koil of the Rabbeinu Shalom, ki'ibir medaber b'teich groina. What does that mean? We don't know what the Rabbeinu Shalom's voice is like. Koil medaber b'teich groina means that the pure ruchnius of that nofach into him, it came out pure, untainted, and untouched by any physical thing. It was untouched. So it was pure as it came. So then you got the Dvar Hashem crystal clear. Right? That's aspaklaria meira. That's called, Dr. Ramat Vali, Raza de Koil. Because Koil connotes the depths of what comes out the Koil without the Chituch HaDibur, without the Dibur, the depths of the Koil. Yeshua was already, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ka'ir Achama. Yeshua, Chazal say, was Ka'ir Alvama. Yeshua was already not that dark of Moshe Rabbeinu. So now Yeshua was more here, he had to get it, but he went through the psyche of Yeshua. So Avada, Yeshua was Yeshua. But now it's Bechinas Dibur. Now it's not Bechinas a koil coming from the depths. It's Bechinas a Dibur that's coming through the Seichel. It's this difference between koil and Dibur. That's the Taich in the Bracha. Ki ata shaymeya koil shayfer. When it blows shayfer, it's not just you hear a musical instrument blowing something. The depths of the koil, the Eibishter sees, where is it coming from? It's coming from the Nofach. The Yainofach in the inside, the depths of the person, that's Ma'ir, the person that from his depth to cry out to the Rabbeinu Shalom, my neshama is missing something. I messed up. The neshama says, I have no life like this. Help. SOS. That's the koil of Shofar. The Eibishter hears that koil, that the neshama is crying out in pain, that it hurts. So Tutvei Shreitman, when it hurts, it's screaming. That's Ma'ir, the Midas HaRachmanas. That's the Meir, the Midas HaRachmanas of the Eibishter. The Eibishter is Mazin Trua. He straightens out the Trua. He takes away the pain. Don't be all broken up about, I'll put it back, I'll put you back together again. The last Kiyah. I put you, that's the Mazin Trua, isn't it? There's a Kiyah afterwards. That the Eibishter hears that deep koil and he makes that Kiyah afterwards. Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemeya Koil Trua. You hear where it's coming from. And then what? Yeshemeya Koil Trua. To us, Abba Yisrael Berachmim. What's Ma'ir the Rachmim? The Koil. He hears this. It's not just pay lip service to Tshuva and Vidui and being Mamlech Da'ibishter. It's not just knowing the words at an intellectual level. That's bebchinas dibur. That's not bebchinas koil. That can only take on the chashivas of koil if in the depths you take a real good look as what's your neshama meant to be? Where are you? Take a good introspection is the big word for it. Take a look and see where you are, and then anybody with an ounce of brains in his head and a little bit of regish would realize how far we've taken the neshama from where it's supposed to be. That's the koil that you should have in your tefillahs in Rosh Hashanah. And if you do have that koil, then you have the bracha that the Eibush, the Shemeya, that koil, virachmim, and v'zeichet to make from all the truest tkiyas, and have the shofar gadol of Mashiach. See you very much.